Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy on the line. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Matthew. Apologies for not being in there tonight. Actually, just somebody ring me and say they'll gladly buy me dinner next Tuesday night. So I'll be in the studio. So yeah,
it worked.
It worked. Thanks for that, Matthew. That's all right. I'm not paying any commission. So yeah,
no, just bring me dessert or something. That's the commission.
I was listening to you at the end of the last segment when the guy was talking about Bitcoin and everything like that. Can I just put out a slight warning on there? There's a couple of things floating around the last couple of years where they will try, and I've got to be very careful what I say here.
Yeah.
There are some courses running around which teach you how to supposedly invest in Bitcoin and make lots of money out of it.
Mm.
Can I just urge people, do your research. Don't go to cafes and hear that sort of pitch on there as well, because I did sit at a cafe once. The table next door was all these people were trying to be sold this. Just be very careful about what you're doing there, you know, when it comes to that sort of thing, and make sure you get some sound advice, because I've got great doubts on everyone that I've heard.
Really? Okay. Well, that's good advice. So, you know, buyer beware on this, I reckon, too, because it makes me nervous. I mean, why do we need a cryptocurrency, you know? And maybe there's a very good reason, but I don't know what it is.
No, I'm a bit like you. I like the coins in my pocket as well. Yep, yes,
indeed. All right. Look, firstly, anyone with tech inquiries, now is a good time to ring 822-3000. Richard can answer them over the phone. And whether it's your phone, your computer, your printer, your TV, whatever it is, Richard can help out with anything to do with that, the internet even. And talking about what you should look up, Richard, obviously the internet updates, computers, smartphones and tablets, keep those up to date.
It was Safer Internet Day today, Matthew.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so happy Safer Internet Day. And a big cheerio to all the people I met at Westlakes this morning. I did a talk at the Westlakes Library this morning. Quite a few 5AA listeners down there as well. So a big cheerio to all of them, because I said I'd be talking about it tonight.
Mm.
So, you know, just a quick few tips. And everybody who's heard me before knows what I'm about to say on there. So if you want to be safe on the internet, you know, one, make sure that you've updated everything on there. Keep your computer updated. Keep your smartphone updated. Keep your tablet updated. Keep your apps and software current as well. We're seeing things like Office 2010 now, which is 11 years old. It's not being supported anymore, so you've got to upgrade your Office. And make sure you've got two-factor authentication. I keep emphasising this. I've actually got to go and see somebody tomorrow, and I think he's disregarded everything, and I think he's lost $20,000.
Wow, no. No, so, really?
And you know, I was talking to him tonight. I'm going to see him you know, tomorrow. You know, he doesn't know how he's lost it. The bank has shut everything down on there as well. He's got 5 computers in his home. Shame. So things have gone wrong on there. And we talked very briefly tonight saying, do you keep everything up to date? No, I don't.
Okay.
You know, he had one of the antiviruses on there that I don't particularly like. So, you know, he's running into trouble. One of the things to make sure you don't lose access to your accounts is two-factor authentication.
Now explain what that is.
That means that if you've got things like an Apple account, Google, Microsoft, Facebook account, you give them your mobile phone number so that if anybody guesses your password, you will get a message on your phone that's got a number on it, and that means that they've guessed your password. That means you've got to go in and change your password, but they can't get onto your account unless they've got that number which has been texted to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does prevent you losing access to your accounts.
Okay.
And I'd urge, and they're not going to spam you. A couple of things we talked about this morning, you know, people are saying, well, they're the ones that are going to ring you. No, they're not. They're worried about keeping you safe. That's what they're worried about, and keeping your account intact.
Mm.
The other thing is parents need to have open discussions with their kids about the internet and the things on there. And I still see a lot of parents who want to go along and say, you know, bad things happen, the kids need to be punished. It's not about punishing them, it's about educating them. And if you make them feel comfortable from an early age, they're quite willing to come to you and say, hey, look at this.
Mm.
Because it's the parents that go out and literally, you know, I've seen them get very, very upset with kids who are doing just natural things on there, have gone to sites they shouldn't go to sometimes, or have entered into discussions they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
So, you know, have that open discussion. Be, you know, don't punish the kids over it. Educate, because I've got to say, it's not going away.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about education now. And we've all got to think before we click.
Yes. Now, this is in terms of what, when somebody sends you a link, particularly?
Yeah, a link and an email. You know, it's sometimes that we all know some things are too good to be true. Do I really need to click this?
Mm.
In an email, I'd prefer people to go along and say, they get an email that's, let's say, from a website. Don't click the link for that. Go over to the website and have a look if it's on there, because sometimes we get links and emails that set us up for bogus websites.
Yeah, yeah. I've got one just the other day. I'm looking through my phone in the bin trying to find it now, and it was just so innocuous, but it said, had a couple of words in it, your request has come through or something.
Yeah.
You know, just something simple like that, and it had a link. And they had named the company, I can't recall who it was, but something really plain and something I would have used at some stage. You know, maybe it was Auspost or something. But anyway, whatever it was. And I'm thinking, what request? I don't recall any. I just deleted it. I'm thinking, if you want me, you'll get me if you're real.
Which is good. You've done the right thing. But other people go, oh, I might have requested something.
That's right.
So then they tap on it and it says, we need your details. You start filling in your details. And you go down a rabbit hole then.
Yes.
You know, and in the end, can you just confirm your credit card details for me, Matthew?
Mm.
You know, that's where things get bad on there as well. So also think before you click. But, you know, I'd urge all parents out there, have that discussion with your kids about the internet. You know, tell them they can bring anything to you. You're not going to tell them off. It's all about education.
Yeah, indeed. Now, Richard, Google. Google, who are the bad boys, and the federal government, I suppose they're the good guys in this, I guess. Google have launched their own news website now.
They have. Inside, if you open up the app on the phone right now, Google News app, there is a part in there now called a news showcase. So they're actually starting to pay some outlets around Australia. Now, so it's a sign, Matthew, that the cracks are starting to appear in this. We might be getting some sort of compromise, which means we might be seeing media organisations rewarded for journalism on there. So at the moment, the Canberra Times, the Illawarra Mercury, the Saturday Paper, Crikey, the New Daily, In Daily from Adelaide,
great,
and the Conversation are in there right now.
Okay.
Which means if you can go in there, click, see all the stories on there as well, and know that basically, or we hope they're all getting rewarded and paid for. So I think Google are talking figures of that they want to put $1 billion into news in Australia. Which
really?
Is cool.
That is excellent. I mean, that's a complete about face, isn't it? A billion.
I think it is. That was, don't quote me on that. That was a figure I've read today on there, you know, so far. So I think we're starting to see some movement, which is really good. For everybody on there.
That would be good. Now, we mentioned this last week, Bing versus Google as search engines go. Yep. We looked at a whole heap of them, as I recall, but has Bing picked up any market share?
No, in a word.
so my little contribution isn't helping.
No, it didn't help at all. So, you know, part of the thing that the federal government has threatened, we're all going to go over to Bing because they'll stop Google being shown in Australia. And, you know, the amount of calls I've taken on this that people are panicking, and, you know, I've said I don't think we're going to have to worry about it.
Mm.
Google is the biggest in Australia. It's got 94% of the market, Matthew, and Bing has
3.7%.
Mm. So, you know, it's a big gap in there. And, you know, while Microsoft say they're going to come in and fix certain issues about Bing, I don't think we'll ever get to that stage apart from you making sure they have to use Bing. So, yes.
All right. Microsoft, meantime, is in a little bit of hot water with some of its users. What's going on there?
For people out there, they might want to pay great attention to this. Email storage on there. If you've got a Hotmail or an Outlook.com account on there, you might get a message on there that says they've started to limit the amount of emails that you can actually store. So it wasn't up there before, but it's up there now. So it's about 15 gig that you can store on there, which is tens of thousands of emails. But a lot of people don't want to go and delete their old emails. They just want to leave them up there. So there is an option to purchase more space on there for about, I think it's around about $70.
Mm.
So, you know what? Delete some of the crap you have in your email inboxes, people. Yeah. You know, really go along, try and go through it, get rid of the shopping ones on there as well. I mean, Matthew, I spent a lot of time with on email problems for people, and the amount of junk that I see sometimes stuns me. I've got to say 15 gig is far better than IINet, Internode, which let you store 1 gig of data on there now,
wow,
which is hardly anything.
Yeah.
You know, if you're with those companies and you get an email from them that's saying you need to do something about the amount of storage you've got on there, you know, I've had people who've got 3 times, I've had people who've got 15 gig in on Internode, and they've ignored it, and they've emails have stopped working. Mm-hmm. Until you fix it, they'll knock it on the head.
Yeah.
So don't ignore these sort of things, because you want to make sure that email keeps working.
Yep, indeed.
Some big news today, Matthew, yes, too, that it's not on the notes I sent. Elon Musk's Starlink internet is now available to pre-register in Australia.
Really? Are we going to see the satellite zooming across the sky?
Yep, I've actually jumped on and I've actually pre-registered already, for it. He's promising download speeds of between 50 and 150 megabits per second.
Wow.
Great latency on there. And the beauty about this, if you can see the sky, you can get high-speed internet. So they're promising it will arrive in the latter half of this year.
Okay.
Price of it is $139 a month.
Okay, per month.
No, per month. No cap on the amount of stuff you can download either.
You can get better deals than that. Now, I mean, if you look at if you want wireless, which is what this is, you can get what are they called? Unity for
that's right
about $70 a month, and that's pretty good high speed.
But I've got to say, for where I am,
yes, in the hills, yep,
up in the hills, like tonight, I'm getting 16 meg down and 1 meg up. And okay, I'm on the NBN. So yeah, for right, me, it's a kind of a bit of a no-brainer for me to be on there. It costs $709 for the hardware because you've got to put a little dish on your roof.
Of course.
On there as well. If you do sign up, it's $100 shipping and handling for it to be shipped over from the United States. If you sign up, as I did tonight, it costs you $139 up front just to register on there as well. But I think this is really going to start throwing a spanner in the works as far as the NBN is concerned.
Yeah, why did we need to spend, what was it, $50 billion on this thing again? This antiquated system?
Yep. And, much as I think the NBN was a hard thing to roll out around Australia, I think this is really going to shake things up on there as well. And people will say, well, the NBN have a satellite system out there as well, but the best you can get out of the Sky Muster is 12 or 25 meg down.
Yeah, right.
You know, and we're going to have Starlink, which has got 50 to 150 meg, and latency, which I've got to say, my latency for tech people out there will understand what I'm saying is on the NBN is 44 megabits per second. I'm going to get half that on that, which means if I was to ring you, let's say, on Skype tonight, I would sound so much better on there as well, because it bounces quite quickly.
Would you look better, though?
I always look good.
You know, Richard, I can't believe, I mean, we rolled this thing out in the last 10 years. That's about right, isn't it? Where are we? 2020, right. 2010.
Yep.
And
yep,
surely to goodness, 10 years ago, we knew this technology was on the doorstep, and all we had to do was hold on to our $50 billion, which is $50,000 million, and just keep it in the back pocket and wait a few years.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yep, or got rolled up into Elon's place and given him $1 billion if they roll it out even more quickly.
Yes, that's all we had to do, for goodness sake. Just drives you mad anyway.
But this is going to be great for people in the outback.
Yep.
I think it's going to be the thing that the NBN promised, but with far greater speed on there. And, it's $139 a month, but you know what? Up here, I would pay that to have better internet speed at my office.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely you would. And anywhere else too, especially, as you say, remote areas. I'm with a wireless provider and I think they're excellent. I haven't signed up to the NBN, so I don't experience the dramas of that. But wireless is brilliant, just brilliant. I can't rave about it enough.
It is, as long as you can see the tower, it's fine.
Yeah.
We've got probably a few too many people here in the Chunga on the towers, and that's why I'm not getting that speed that I should be getting, and I'll discuss that with the NBN. But, when I saw this tonight, I thought, no, I'll jump on board straight away, because that's my job to do that for the listeners out there as well.
So of course.
When it does go live, we'll be able to tell everybody what it's exactly like.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hold on there, Richard. What we're going to do is invite people to ring up 822-3000. We'll take a quick break and we'll take some calls. If you want to join in, have a chat to Richard about anything technical, you know that number. Give us a call right now.
Few people realise that every funeral firm buys its funeral components from the same suppliers and we all pay the same price. Coffins, press notices, flowers, cremation fees. And then the biggest items, overheads and profits. A funeral service in our chapel starts at just $2,975. I can't believe anyone would want to contribute more to an undertaker's overheads and profits. They contribute nothing to dignity or sincerity. I'm Shanti Russell, Sensible Funerals.
This commercial is dedicated to your business. Here's 30 seconds to imagine all the things you could say and do in it. Visit 5AA.com.au and replace this commercial with your commercial on the 5AA branding program. Maximum exposure, minimal bucks.
Get a Nissan Qashqai with Apple CarPlay and a standard 5-year warranty. Plus, when you finance with Nissan Future Value, receive up to 3 years free service only at Nissan. T's and C's apply. Approved applicants only.
Hey, tradies. You already know that Adelaide Tools sell tools, not toys. So seriously, check out their Back to Work catalogue now for incredible deals on heaps of quality tools. Power tools, hand tools, air tools, compressors, welding and outdoor power equipment. Get into Adelaide Tools now for the best tool brands at the best prices. Paraka, Lonsdale, St Mary's, Mile End and Gawler. Or online at adelaidetools.com.au. Adelaide Tools, selling tools, not toys.
Way, way back in 1974, Gliderol Garage Doors began manufacturing and installing garage doors in South Australia. A lot has changed since then, but our commitment to quality remains as strong as ever. We have garage door solutions of all kinds. Not only do we have traditional doors, our Timberlook or custom designer doors ensure your house will make a style statement. For a free measure and quote and helpful advice, give Gliderol a call. 1300 799 177 or go to gliderol.com.
I'm Kathy Nagel, the Chief Executive of Western Hospital at Henley Beach. We are fast becoming a hospital dedicated to specialist orthopaedic surgery, with orthopaedic surgeons trained in modern robotic technology to assist in reducing your time spent in hospital. Plus, coupled with our zero out-of-pocket joint replacement options means there's no gap payments for the surgeon or the anaesthetist for eligible surgeries for eligible health fund members. Inquire by calling 8159 1200 or visiting westernhospital.com.au.
Worried someone you love isn't eating well? Arrange home delivery. That's Meals on Wheels today. Really. This is Matthew Pantelis.
9:28 on 5AA, talking with Richard Pascoe, Adelaide tech guy, and David's called in from Semaphore Park. Hello, David.
Yeah, g'day, Matt. Richard, I've got a Samsung phone, and just recently it came through with an update. So mm-hmm. I just went, yep, bang, updated, and the whole configuration of the phone changed. And I actually asked someone in one of the shops, they said, yeah, they've done that with, Samsung, blah, blah, blah. What actually happens now, though, I mean, I got used to the minor changes, but when you make a phone call, and you finish that phone call, and I close the flap of my cover, it redocks. Yeah.
And, which Samsung phone is it?
And it's, what was it, S9 Note or S10 Note? And that,
you're right.
You know, before you go to bed, all of a sudden I put the phone down. I'll just have a little look to see if anyone sent me a message or something or other. And, no worries, close it. And all of a sudden, I'm ringing them, at 12 o'clock at night. Just because,
you were the one that rang me at 12 o'clock at night, maybe, the other day.
Yeah, a bit that way. So, Richard, help me out, please.
But I just, David, have you got a genuine cover on it or not?
Probably not. I mean, just when I happened to buy in one of the, little kiosk shops supermarkets or whatever it is, and it's just that I suppose because you get your business cards and 17 things that you buy from
that's
the shop,
right,
or whatever,
yeah,
they give you a reward card, and maybe it's too thick, and you probably got to wait 15 seconds for that screen to then go into a non-ringing mode.
Yep.
Before you close it, but you sort of keep beginning to do that. You see, so
I would swap the cover. For a star.
Oh, beauty. All right.
For it, because it's obviously just triggering off something where as soon as you close it on there as well. And people have lots of problems with covers sometimes. I mean, we hear them when they ring into the radio station sometimes, and Matthew will attest to this, when people sound muffled sometimes, when they've folded the cover all the way behind their phone and they're blocking off some of the microphones. So covers, I always say, when you buy a phone and a cover, always test the cover out to make sure the microphones all work and that you can close it and nothing's been triggered when you do it, because some of the cheaper covers will give you issues not just with Samsung phones but with all the phones, iPhones, the whole lot. So sometimes, anybody out there who's about to buy one, about to buy a phone cover, always test it. Make sure that, if you fold it over and suddenly sound muffled, it might not be the cover for you or it might be triggering off something.
Oh, great. I appreciate that. And well done, Matthew. When driving home, I always listen to the show and you do a good job. So,
Thank you. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Good on you.
No worries. Thanks.
And, Richard, before you go, I see someone has swallowed an AirPod while sleeping, and I don't want to know what track it took, but obviously it still works.
It still works. I'm going to try and come up with a different story every week for us now on tech. So we all fear sometimes about Lou. Have you got AirPods, Matthew?
I don't have AirPods, no.
Yeah, anybody who's got an AirPod probably fears because they paid so much money for them they might lose one.
Mm.
So this poor bloke in America had been in shoveling snow for hours, was worn out, went to sleep, and when he woke the next morning, he had trouble swallowing. He didn't think much of it at the time, but when he tried to drink a glass of water, he couldn't actually swallow the water all the way down.
Wow.
Turns out he goes to sleep with his AirPods every night, so he can listen to music without waking up his young baby. And turns out he'd swallowed it. So he went and had an X-ray on there and they could see it stuck in the esophagus.
Wow.
So they had to remove it. So he had an endoscopy, got removed, and he said he experienced nothing more than minor discomfort. But the best thing about it was the AirPod survived. But the microphone was in a bit of rough shape on there as well. They're swallow-proof, which is, that's not too bad.
Well, yeah, you don't want it to go past your larynx, though.
We could tell it because in 2019, Matthew, a man in Taiwan did and had to pass all the way through.
Wow.
But the best news about that is when it came out, it still had 41% battery life.
It's like the old joke about the guy on the bus and, he's the phone rings and it's, puts up the fingers and he's got the chip in there and you don't want him to get the facts. That was the punchline. But anyway, good on you, Richard. Appreciate that. And we'll chat again next Tuesday night.
Look forward to it, Matthew.
Thank you. If anyone wants to get in touch, how do they find you?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au.
Richard Pascoe. Thank you, Richard. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guide, back with us next Tuesday night.